This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Guys, before we get started here on the BCP, I want to shout out our sponsors for the month of February. The BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the Englishtown Flea Market in New Jersey, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and online at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Get your favorite wrestling merch, retro video games, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, so much more. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the BCP. Also got to welcome back our sponsors, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. Check out our guy Kelvin only on the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here, and if wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may not have seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and so much more. We also strive to be a source of information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day All Night. Welcome back our sponsor, Sweet Chin Musings. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect, Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SEM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW, no dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered as well, with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find them at Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and check out the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Please welcome back our sponsors on the BCP Plus and the podcast, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video, audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they are hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they have and continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. No, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andros, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Thank you, GPW, and guys, book GPW for your promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Guys, please welcome back our podcast sponsors, USDN, the United States Department of Nerds, a podcast presented by Dad Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN podcast is run by Jeffrey T., found a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom podcast. USDN podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learned, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being for the people, by the people, and of the people. Here at USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we will always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our link for all our social media and merch. This ad is USDN podcast approved. Please welcome back one of our favorite podcast sponsors, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne, for sponsoring the BCP. Don't forget to check out one of our newest sponsors here on the BCP, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content, all for a good cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, and thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP. Please welcome in our new podcast sponsor, From the Left Side. From the Left Side has all of your wrestling and sports news. Check out From the Left Side at facebook.com/From the Left Side with On Air E, and be sure to hit that follow button. Thank you, From the Left Side. Please welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Conor McCullough. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Conor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club on Facebook. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. Guys, I want to shout out one of our favorite sponsors, BKG, Bubba John, Kim, and Gabby. This fam consistently shows their love and support for wrestlers on both the independent and national level, reminding us what this is really all about. Bubba has been a strong supporter of the BCP, primarily in our charity work, donating multiple items, time, and effort. Thank you, BKG. Please welcome in our new sponsors on the BCP, Masters of Your Memories, featuring celebrity and athlete appearances, pop culture items, toys, memorabilia, and more. Be sure to check out their next event, Masters of Your Memories Autograph and Collectible Show at Rockaway Town Square here in New Jersey on March 30th, featuring the American Gladiators, members of the cast from the hit TV show The Sopranos, and so much more. Thank you, Masters of Your Memories. Please welcome in our new BCP sponsors for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling. Ahead of their event, Queen of the North 5 is the most prestigious women's tournament in the Northeast and their favorite event of the year, Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at qotn5.eventbrite.com. Thank you, BCW. I want to thank our sponsors, Warriors of Wrestling, ahead of their Saturday, February 10th show in Staten Island, New York, featuring AEW superstar Santana, Angel Metro, Darius Carter, E-Rock, Chris Steeler, TJ Marconi, Dexter Obsidian, Tony Booz, Justin Adams, Roger Mendez, and so many more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited for this one. Well, please welcome into a very special Flocking Awesome edition of the BCP. Very excited to welcome in from Texas, guys. You know them as the former RCW Tag Team Champions. We know one as the current reigning and defending Pro Wrestling Element North American Champion. The other, the Pro Wrestling Element Champion himself. Guys, please welcome to the show. You know him from the BCP, returning Brandon Weiss and making his BCP debut, Casey Black Rhodes. Guys, welcome to the show. Flocking Brawlers, what's up? How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you for having us. We're very excited for this.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, so nice to meet you, Casey. Brandon, I love having you on the show, man, because we do our prediction panels. And like, I feel like as journalists, a lot of time, you know, we kind of have our outsider looking intakes. And I always love your takes that you bring to the panel. But now I want to talk about you guys, the Flocking Brawlers. We've seen the merch on the BCP. We've seen Brandon a few times. It's so great. But before we get into all that, I don't want to bury the lead. I'm doing my homework. You know, we're largely Northeast based on the BCP as we continue to grow. So thank you guys for making the time. But I'm doing my homework here. And I see you guys, what is it, 22 years of RCW. I believe it's February 25th. Shameless promo. If you guys are down there, get your tickets now. Because the Flocking Brawlers, well, they're taking on, that's right, Ross and Marshall, Von Erich. Yeah, look out for that Iron Claw, guys. I mean, what, there's got to be a level of excitement here. How are you guys feeling about that? Congratulations.
You know, we're very excited. I mean, this is going to be a great match for us, not just for us, everyone. I mean, you got the family name, you got the Claw, and then you got us who just, we're just a different breed. So it's going to be a good match.
Yeah, the Von Erich family, it's royalty here in Texas. You know, my mom talks to me about watching the Von Erichs growing up as a kid. So being able to be in the ring with, you know, names like that, it's a great opportunity for the Flocking Brawlers.
It is. And I think a dub there would mean a lot for you guys, you know. But these guys are riding the wave right now. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the film. Did you guys get an opportunity to see the film? Any thoughts on the film, Iron Claw?
Not yet. I haven't got to. I'm kind of like, I want to, but I don't because
I get it.
It's dark, it's heavy, and but I do want to watch it after seeing all the publicity and stuff they got on it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the same boat. I've seen like clips here and there on social media, but I haven't actually had the time to sit down and watch the film. I've heard great things about it, so maybe after we have this match with the Von Erichs, we'll probably sit down and watch it.
It's such an interesting, it's a heavy, I mean, obviously, you know, the story of the Von Erichs, but it might be one of those things, like maybe it's smart not to watch it before you go in, unless you're psychoanalyzing, you know, everything going into that match, man. But, you know, it's, first of all, everyone see the film. It's really great, especially if you're in the business. But it's amazing. And I'm so glad that you guys have that opportunity. And just talk to me a little bit about waving the flag of Texas wrestling, RCW. We see so many great products continually coming out of there. There's Booker's promotion. There's RCW. We see Maddie getting the tap on the shoulder recently. What Khan's doing, I believe he'll be there on the 25th. Just talk to us about, and I've never been, I'm sure the food is great, but talk to us about waving the flag down there in Texas of Texas Pro Wrestling.
Texas is so big. We're laughing at this while we're driving, you know, out of state. 6 hours, 8 hours one way just to get out. And I mean, there's so much talent. There's so much places. You got San Antonio, you got Austin, you got Houston, Dallas, Amarillo / Lubbock. And then, of course, you got down south, you got Corpus, and all these amazing talent, all these amazing people. And there's so many different schools and promotions. It's like a giant wave of talent just waiting to get out. I mean, Brian Keith just got on to AEW. And I mean, that's one of Houston's big boys right there, and they've been doing amazing. But
I think the talent pool in Texas is so big right now. Like you said, we had Maddie, who's now Ren Sinclair on NXT TV, and Brian Keith getting an opportunity. And these last 2 to 3 years, you've been seeing a lot of Texas talent pop up on AEW Darks and NXTs, and that just goes to show how, you know, like they said, everything's bigger in Texas, everything's better in Texas. The wrestling, The food, yeah, man, you gotta come out here and try the barbecue.
And we can't even forget about the women's wrestling. You got women's wrestling going on, and we got a lot of women from here. We got our own Gia Michelle; she's out there representing for us. I mean, Hybrid is a growing school here in San Antonio. It's only getting bigger and better, and it's. I mean, I'm very biased, but I'll say it is one of the best in Texas, if not the, you know, United States.
That's awesome, and I'm a big barbecue guy. So thank you for saying that. I've always wanted to get down there. I think Mania and stuff were down there not too long ago. I'll get there eventually. I really would like to. I got to ask you guys this one, because another reason I'm having you guys here is because rumor has it you guys may be coming our way down the line, maybe Mania season, maybe somewhere around there. I'll leave it at that. But I'm singing your guys' praises over here. I want, for the Northeast promoters, for everyone watching, we got a lot, you know, big Northeast following over here. Just tell them a little bit about when you book the Flocking Brawlers, what are you going to see in the ring? Because it looks like you guys like to have a little bit of fun in there.
You want to start this one?
Yeah. Well, Brandon Vice is the Flamingo King. You know, he likes to break hearts. I'm the babyface broken brawler, backbreaker. I like to break backs. So whenever we're in the ring, we like to party. We like to give the audience a good time. We like to break hearts and break backs along the way.
Love it.
I mean, we offer a unique old school feel with some lucha thrown in, a little bit of strong style. We take pretty much everything and we incorporate it. So when you watch our matches, when you go through and see what we're throwing out there, you're going to see backbreakers. You're seeing some high flying stuff. You're seeing speed, but then you see a slow down. You see some aggression. I mean, we like to fight. We like to take it to them. So East Coast, I mean, you're put on notice. We're coming. Give us your best.
And, you know, I'll tell you what, he's being modest. He's talking about the style he's got. Brandon on the BCB said he did the Io Sky trash can spot before. So don't take this guy lightly. Don't let him fool you. He did that spot. So we'll leave it at that. Wasn't on the cage.
I was in there. I can attest to it.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a lot of fun. And is your guys, you know, always ask the short-term goals. Because it's very possible right now. Is there anyone that you're eyeing? And we'll say, you know, outside of the WWE, because obviously they got their own thing. But we're seeing a lot of the AEW talent trickle into the independents, which I love, which is so cool. I love it when companies build bridges. You know, I love seeing TNA talent at the Royal Rumble. That was amazing to see. But you guys are killing it as a tag team. Is it one of those things where you guys kind of have, like, maybe titles that you target? Because you guys hold singles titles as well. But do you have, like, certain tag teams that you may be targeting? Up here we have a team called The Rep. Very reputable tag team. They're killing it right now. But also you have the AEW talents, the FTRs of the world, things like that. Are there titles down there that you as a tag team are targeting? Are there certain indie tag teams or even AEW or Impact tag teams that you can very well face? Because I love seeing this on the independents. Is there anyone that you guys have had your eyes on? Mason Mansoor doing their thing.
Yeah. You know, it's not like we're putting blinders on. We like a very open approach. It's whoever wants it can get it. We're very open to taking talent. Doesn't have to be local, doesn't have to be indie. We want up for a fight, we're up for a good time, and we want to show that our skills are on par with just any promotion, if not the best.
Love it.
We've gone toe-to-toe, and we stepped in the ring with a lot of great talent you see on TV and all over the world. We've wrestled people like Khan, Shane Taylor Promotions. Who are some of the guys you've wrestled?
So
many of them.
Let's see. We had Scotty Too Hotty. We had Blake. We
James had Storm.
James Storm.
Thomas Latimer.
Thomas Latimer. You had, what's his name? Yuya.
Yuya Uemura from Impact Wrestling. Sure. You know, we stepped across some of the best talent there is right now. And for us making a name as our tag team, you know, whatever I feel you guys consider the best tag teams out there, I think we can step into that ring and go toe-to-toe. I know you can put us in Impact and we can go toe-to-toe with Chris Bay and Ace Austin.
Ooh,
we can go to AEW, go toe-to-toe with FTR. You know, it doesn't matter who you put in front of us. The Flocking Brawler is going to show why we're one of the best tag teams here in Texas and soon is going to be in the East Coast and all over the world.
I love that, man. I love hearing that. And you mentioned all those names. Khan, he's been up here in the Northeast a few times, man. That bro, that guy's abs have abs, man. That guy is jacked, man. He's very impressive. Had a great match with Jay Bougie up here. So, I mean, you guys have been in a ring with some of these heavy hitters, man, and that's amazing to see. But I always ask this one. I always ask tag teams this, and I'm not stirring the pot. I'm not, you know me. You know me, Brandon. I'm a nice journalist. But I always have to ask this one because I do feel sometimes as tag teams, if you're doing the tag team thing repeatedly, maybe you get pigeonholed, maybe it affects your bookings. And you guys have mentioned, we mentioned in the intro, you do hold singles championships. I always ask this one, not stirring the pot here, but how do you guys kind of find that balance with the tag team goals and then the individual single goals as well?
We're all about progressing ourselves. And I know Casey, he's on a hot streak right now, which he's got a bunch of promotions reaching out, and I'm all for it. I want him to get that extra talent because the more that he raises himself, the more it's going to make me raise myself, or we both have to keep stepping up. I mean, it's a great thing. Of course, we both got single belts, and we're all for defending it, getting more. We like collecting those belts. We want that picture with the arms out.
And I think in professional wrestling, it's all about building your brand, you know, and if Brandon Vice can build his brand, and when I started wrestling, Brandon Vice was already a brand. You know, he's been doing this a little bit longer than me, and he was actually the person to help train me when I started wrestling. So, and if I'm able to, you know, create the Casey Black Rose brand, and if I'm doing that by myself, and whenever it's the time for me and Vice to tag together, and we both have a name for ourselves, it's only going to do more for the Flocking Brawlers as a whole. So I'm all about us going out there and doing our singles things when we have to, but you know, at the end of the day, no matter what we do in our singles and solos career, it's going to benefit the tag team as a whole.
Yep,
I love that. Brandon, you're a Star Wars guy. He's essentially your Padawan, your apprentice, man. I don't want to say Anakin because we know how that turned out, man. You know, I don't want to do this tag team cliche thing, man. Keep your eye on this one, man, especially because he's getting momentum. That's all I'm going to say. The Force is strong with that one. That's all I'm going to say.
If I could say something before, me and him have actually wrestled many times before we started this tag team. And you want to talk about Khan's abs having abs? Me and him wrestled Khan in a triple threat at RCW Forever in 2022. And that's actually when me and him realized, like, hey, the way we beat up Khan together, I think we got something here.
That's, really?
I think that match might have been the spark for the Flocking Brawlers to become a tag team.
They're like, that is, you guys got something. It's like lightning in a bottle. It's finesse and brute.
You may have hit me in the head with a baking sheet, but you also hit Khan, so it's fine, you know?
Well, Khan got it like four more times than you did, so, I mean...
Yeah, he got to weigh it for sure. And that was interesting. I was going to ask, not to be cliche, but how you guys got together. But you seem to have, you know, talked about that already. You guys touched on that a little bit. It seems very organic. Now, when you say you guys hit it off when you were in that match with Khan, was it tandem offense? Was it just the match flow? Was it the work rate? Like, what about that where, you know, because you work with a lot of people all over Texas, all over the nation. what about each other that, and this is where you guys get to compliment each other. What about each other did you guys say, like, hey, this could be something?
Well, whenever I started originally wrestling and training, Brandon Vice was part of a tag team, you know? So going into the match, I was like, you know, Brandon has that tag team kind of feel, tag team kind of offense. So maybe if we were to create a little team for this match, you know, we might be able to beat up Khan and get something going. And I think ever since then, we've pretty much meshed well together. You know, we train together 4 days a week. We're here at the Hybrid School of Wrestling. We've been here for 5+ years together. And just every day we're growing and working, you know, nonstop training. So I think that's how we get comfortable as a tag team. And, you know, we have reps beating up people here on the daily.
Dad, like you said, and then during that match, it was, you know, it was pretty much tandem. I did something, he did something. We found out that flow worked. And, you know, once it came down to it, once we got calmed down, we knew it would be one against the other. But during that time, it was boom, 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 boom. And it really worked out. And, of course, getting our training here, I mean, we got some of the greatest coaches. We got Chris Marvel, which genius when it comes to everything wrestling, psychology, and stuff like that. Like, the way he throws stuff out, and we're just like, oh. He's like, why don't you do it like this? Why are you doing that? I'm like,
oh.
I didn't think about it like that. And then, of course, you got Funaki over there, and he's over there like, oh, no, no, no. He's like, do this instead of that. He's like, you guys are doing this too much. And then you get both of those together, and then we're throwing stuff out there. And then we got Don Juan now here, which he's Chris Marvel's tag partner for the Texas Treats. And it's like a whole chemistry of just genius.
We're definitely learning from, I would consider, growing up, I would go to RCW shows and seeing the Texas Treats tag team. And now for us to being able to learn from the Texas Treats, we're pretty much getting taught and molded by the best there is.
I absolutely love that, man. And it wasn't you guys just appreciated the business, but you appreciated the independence as well. And as I'm interviewing you guys, I'm taking in so much learning about down south wrestling, and that's amazing to hear. You guys mentioned Hybrid a few times. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Brandon. You're a trainer there as well, or you train there?
Both.
You
I
are
train,
a trainer. Yes.
I'm a trainer here for the beginning ring, and then Casey's also one of the students here, but he helps with the advanced and graduate rings. And I mean, we're all just kind of, it's 4 days a week. Monday's cardio days. We make sure we're in tip-top condition for when we're going out. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're hitting the mat going and trying to advance as much as we can.
And that's amazing. And I got to talk about this. You're being very modest. It's public info now, so we can talk about it. But I believe, oh, I don't know, Mercedes came down that way. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's now online, so we could talk about it. So if we can, I can edit it out. But it's amazing to see just a lot of the names, as you guys mentioned before, that come through there when people are coming back. You know, they're working to get back in the ring, whether coming back from injuries or whatever it is. Just talk to us about that, you know, the experience with Mercedes and all that great stuff.
Casey actually got to do most of it. So,
wow.
Yeah, I trained there for the few days when she was here. And I think being able to train with these people that you see on TV and kind of doing it like full time and big time, it's very humbling to see. I've been able to share the ring with like Mercedes Moné, Bayley, Kalisto. We've had people from like every organization, like Joe Alonso from NWA. We've had
Chandler Hopkins.
Chandler Hopkins and Red Velvet here.
Thunder Rosa comes through.
Thunder Rosa, and just being able to see them, you know, they come in here with notebooks and they study and they write notes down, and to see the people, like the best of the best, do that, it's very humbling because it continues. It makes us want to continue to work hard.
Yeah, and like you never know who's going to show up here at the school. I mean, we had Lil Rush come through, and that was, hey, by the way, he's going to come by. He's going to come train, and you know, he wants to get reps with you guys. And we're like, wait, what? I was like, that's so cool. And they're like, you know, so he's doing his thing, and he's getting feedback, and he's like, oh, I like you guys doing this. And he's like, you guys do this drill. And he goes, I really like that. He goes, that's different. And I mean, it's every day. We never know who's going to come through. And we're just like, wow.
It's constant knowledge every day from different brands of people who, you know, been there and done things, and just seeing how they do things and how someone else would do things. It's pretty cool to see how wrestling's kind of one just big cloud.
I love that, man. And again, I'm just taking this in as you guys are saying everything. It sounds like you're very proud to wave that flag of not only RCW and Texas wrestling and wrestling down in the South, but also hybrid. And I think it's cool because you could tell a lot of, I don't want to say the names, but a lot of the pros, the best in the world, know hybrid and they come there. And that's amazing to hear and amazing to see and very well deserved. I want to ask you guys this one, and not to be cliche, but I am truly interested. Casey, I'll start with you. You mentioned watching the independents coming up. Were you someone who watched the national product on TV? Was there, like, for me, Mysterio was my guy. I didn't get into it until I was into college, believe it or not. My buddy was always watching wrestling since we were best friends, since we were 4 years old. I was always, oh, it's fake. Now look at me, I'm dating a wrestler, I'm in the bit, like, who knows, right? But I saw Mysterio flying around the ring on SmackDown, and I'm like, whoa, like, this is not what I thought this was, and the rest is history. Was there someone that you gravitated towards earlier on? Is that how you kind of found the business?
Yeah, wrestling has always been a part of my life. I remember, like, my first memory of life, I was behind in front of a TV watching wrestling. Like, I had tapes of, like, WrestleMania 16, 17, and just, you know, every day was wrestling. But as I started to comprehend wrestling and get into the characters, a lot of the guys who I heard, like, were from Texas, you know, Eddie Guerrero, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold Steve Austin, just those guys, and just being homegrown and really close to the heart. And, you know, Shawn Michaels is from San Antonio, and I'm born and raised here in San Antonio, and someone who, you know, he wasn't ever the biggest, but man, when he was in that ring, he gave it his all, and people consider him one of the best wrestlers of all time for that reason, and just people like that I gravitate towards.
Awesome. Just so that this guy is like a freak of, like, wrestling knowledge. We'll be talking about something. He's like, oh yeah, that's WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah. And it's this match. I'm like, are you serious?
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. We might have to have him on a panel. Brandon, for you, I never really got to ask you this. You know, I know you have a lot of Star Wars heroes, a lot of pop culture heroes, but, you know, in wrestling, was there anyone that you gravitated towards earlier on?
So I was the exact opposite. I grew up in California. I didn't really know there was a wrestling scene. So I watched WCW. I was a Surfer Sting guy. And then once he changed to the Crow, I mean, even more, that was like my top guy. And of course, doing the wars, switching over, you know, hitting that switch button and watching WWE. And of course, it's Taker. And I had Eddie, and those two were my favorites, because I was like, one's dark and spooky, and the other one, he's a little cheating guy. He's over there doing his thing. And it was, I mean, yeah, those are the two that pulled me in. And after that, it just kept going.
Great, great picks. And I have to ask you guys, not to be cliche again, but we talked about the short-term goals. Got to talk about the long-term goals. And, you know, I know a lot of people are like, oh, the contract, this and that, this promotion. But I've heard all the answers. I've heard, I want to open my own school. I want to go to Japan. I just want to travel. I just want to keep learning. I want to fight so-and-so. What are the long-term goals for you guys? I'll ask individually. Casey, I'll start with you.
I think the long-term goal for me is to get put in probably the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. You know, just being able to say I had a legacy and I did a lot for the business. I think that, like, maybe, like, not necessarily WWE, like, that would be great, you know, the WWE Hall of Fame, but I think just the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame in general, that's probably one of my end goals.
Love that. Great answer, man. Aiming high. That's me. I always aim high, man. I'm trying a lot of new stuff, man. That's what you got to do. You got to aim high. Brandon, how about you?
Same. I want to, Hall of Fame's great, but I want a legacy. I want them to be like, Brandon Vice. I'm like, yes, I remember that guy, you know. You want everyone to remember your name. And, of course, I want someone that's going to pay the bills and allow me to keep doing what I'm doing and having fun. And I think by reaching whatever that level is, if it's not E or higher or whatever it is, allows me to live out what I can do until I, you know, can't do it no more.
Great, great answers. And you guys are focused. You guys, you mentioned training 4 days a week, whatever it is, man, that's super important. I really got to come down there and see a show. I really do, man. Expectations are high.
And you can make it down here February 24th, Block and Brawlers in a tag match against Tommy Bolton and Ryan Raven at the Hybrid Experience, Heartbreakers 2.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, I love it. And then, of course, got the Von Erichs. I mean, coming in, Ross and Marshall. Come on, guys. I mean, you guys, you got a busy couple weekends coming up. So I'm very excited for you guys. Before we get out of here, I got to ask our favorite question. We'll go individually as well, because you guys might have different tastes in music. Casey, I'll start with you again. Say you do get that WrestleMania entrance, that big pay-per-view entrance, whatever it is, what band or artist lays you down to the ring?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Maybe something you work out to, well, of course, maybe something to get you hyped.
Of course, I'm going to have my trainer, Chris Marvel, be on the side with me. I have to have him there. But, man, there's a lot. I'm a rock kid at heart. So, for me, I grew up on System of a Down.
Ooh,
I think
having Serge
Tank in his vocals as I'm walking, I think that'd be pretty wild.
Would it be a particular song or just anything System?
I have my own personal song, so I'd probably have them put vocals on my song.
That's the right answer. What a pro. What a pro. That's a great answer. I'm here for it. Brandon, what do you got?
I mean, I'm going totally different. Megan Trainor has been my girl.
Yes!
Yeah, laugh.
I'm so here
Me
for
too.
It.
That was my intro. So
yes.
If I don't do that one, then I'm of course the super nerd. So Mashal, they got the season 2 intro. It's gone viral with over like 5 million views for this song within like a month. And it is so catchy and so stupid, but that'd probably come out to that because it's very upbeat, it's very fast moving, and you're just gonna get the crowd somehow.
That's awesome. I'm a huge music guy, obviously a drummer for all these years. I gotta see Megan Trainor. I'm a band snob. I've seen almost all my favorite bands. Bruno Mars is on there. Spice Girls are on there, believe it or not. I loved Spice Girls. Megan Trainor. That's amazing. I think Bruno, Megan Trainor should go on tour together. I'm just putting that out into the universe. It should be amazing. That being said, guys, thank you so much for making the time. It's good to get you to know you a little bit better. But before we get out of here, we are all about that shameless self-promotion here on the BCP. I want you guys to tell everyone where they can follow you, where they can book you, what you got coming up, merch, all that good stuff.
Well, I'll go ahead and start. Brandon Vice Wrestling on Instagram and Facebook. And then on X, it is Havoc. That's HAVOK 1775. That's going to be my social media plugs. And of course, Threads, don't ask me for the number because they make it like ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's attached to IG, so you can find me that way.
On all social platforms at Casey Blackrose, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, if you want to see some current and updated matches. I'm trying to get a little better at that. You can see a bunch of Flocking Brothers tag team matches on there. If you want to see any of our matches, we're on Title Match Network. We're on YouTube.
We got our upcoming shows here, Hybrid School Wrestling, Heartbreaker Street, like we said. And then we have RCW turns 22. And then, of course, we got Aces over in Laredo coming up.
Yeah, so that's a triple shot weekend. We have February 23rd in Laredo with Pro Wrestling Element and Aces Pro Wrestling Dungeon. Saturday, the Hybrid Experience, Heartbreakers 2. And Sunday, RCW turns 22.
Man, you guys got a full dance card coming up. Stay safe out there. I appreciate what you guys will all do because I certainly couldn't do it. I like to be nice and safe behind the commentary table, although sometimes it's not so safe over there. You guys know the deal, but I appreciate you guys making the time. Thank you so much, and just continue success moving forward. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Appreciate you guys. And guys, thanks for watching the Flocking Brawlers. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.